It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Peruvian actress and singer Stephanie Cayo. She's in a new movie called Force of Nature with Mel Gibson and some other big stars. This is going to be available digital on demand from Lionsgate on June 30th. Stephanie, thank you so much for being on the show. Would you, just to start off, would you consider yourself a singer who acts or an actor who sings, or just both 50-50?
Well, hello. How are you?
Hi.
Ricky?
Yeah.
Hello. How are you? Ricky and Jen?
I'm doing...
Jen, yes. I'm a big fan of this movie. I can't wait to talk about it. But go ahead. Rick asked
cool.
a good question.
Well, I'm a... You know, that's a good question. I was just raised in a family where... Actually, well, I got to tell you first. My dad was in the military. He was a colonel. And so I was a military baby. I grew up in a base. And but then my sister, she opened up an art school. So basically I grew up acting, dancing, and singing. You know, the three things at the same time. And so it's quite difficult for me to just say that I'm an actress who sings. I don't know. For me, it's just like the three things are just mixed together, and that's who I am. I, you know, I'm an actress, but I've sang my whole life, and I also dance. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Where was the base located?
The base was in Lima, Peru.
Ah, interesting. Wow.
Well, my dad was in Argentina, and then they moved him to Lima, then they moved him to Chiclayo, and then to Arequipa, different cities in Peru. Mm. And he was like the colonel of the base. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, who did you grow up admiring that you wanted to go into this field?
Well, my sisters. So we didn't have a lot of money. So my mom started doing to help my dad. She started like doing productions, like mm-hmm. musical productions. And then my sister started dancing and acting. And then they started like working on a TV show. And then I started just going to see them, and I would just love, you know, mm-hmm. to be with them and just see the whole crew working and mm-hmm. such a like collaborative work.
Yeah,
I just loved it.
Yep,
and then I just wanted to be a part of it too.
The magic of show business, right?
Yeah, my mom didn't want me to do it, to be honest. She was like, no, not anymore. I already have two doing it. My brother was a tennis player. My dad then later retired, and he was like playing tennis. He was obsessed. And then I was like, wanted to be an actress. And my mom was like, no. But then she couldn't stop me. I was too persistent.
Well, speaking of acting, this movie, Rick, I saw this film. It is really exciting. I could barely breathe during it. There's so much fast cutting, so many incredible performances. Gibson is perfect as this obsessive, weird, intense guy. It's just a very good film. Can you tell us a little about it?
Well, I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, it's a fun film. It has a lot of action. It's, you know, the story happens. So I'm a Puerto Rican officer, and I'm a very young officer. So I'm very eager, and I want to make points, and I want more challenges. And then I get transferred to this neighborhood where we have to transfer all the people from their houses to like the safe homes, right? Because there's a hurricane happening or starting. And then I run into this, my partner, and we go to this building. And then when we're in the building, we run into Mel Gibson's character, who's a retired cop. They were just trying to get out of there when we run into some other thieves trying to steal some artwork in the building. So kind of everything happens in the building while the hurricane is happening, mm-hmm. and we're just trying to survive. I'm just trying to save myself and save my partners and to save the people in the building, you know, and I'm just very young, and I wanted more challenges. But now I'm like, oh, this is a big challenge.
Well, it's almost kind of like a adult version of Home Alone in the rain. You're trying to keep the bad guys out, right?
Kind of like that. Yes, but with big guns, like really big guns.
big guns.
I'm carrying. Like I carry this gun that is like that it's heavier than me.
So growing up in Peru and in the Bay Area, we have a lot of Peruvian restaurants, and I think about empanadas and all this other great stuff. But the culture of Peru, there's a lot of European elements to it as well. It's a fascinating country.
Well, our history is fascinating. It's very different from your history, from the United States history. But our mix, for example, just there's a lot of contrast, and there's just a few really few white people. Actually, I'm part of the few people because my grandparents came from Italy, and they were going to Argentina, but the ship got stuck in Callao, in a port, and they were just stuck there for so long that they just decided to stay. And basically, my grandfather, then he met a woman from Peru, and then the whole story happened.
That's right. You're a Sanguinetti, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the Italian, the Italian part of me. But I have so much mix in my blood. It's just fascinating.
It's crazy not to ask you about Mel Gibson, because I interviewed him a couple times before his problems and his tribulations and huge troubles. I found him incredibly, insightful and funny and just quality guy. And I was so sad all of this happened to him.
Yeah, I feel that he's just a very passionate guy. Well, all of the things that happened, that was a long time ago. And I think the reason of, I think whatever he was doing, I think he stopped doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a long time, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just very passionate and very talented, and he's like a young soul, this eternal young soul,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
full of information and knowledge and talent and passion.
He did something so weird in front of me. He did the sound of a water drop coming out of a faucet. Did he ever do that for you? It's like a tricky.
No,
okay.
Didn't.
I never heard anything like it. I had him do it again the next time I interviewed him.
I'll ask him. But he's very talented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you too, Stephanie, about
he was a very great partner. Sorry.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the film you did a couple years ago, Yucatan, because that is, and almost most of your movies are, of course, in your native tongue, but this is a comedy, and that's not easy for someone to get that comic timing down. So that's, I think, sometimes one of the hardest things for actors to do is to play in a comedy. How fun was that to do Yucatan?
Yucatan, yeah, Yucatan is on Netflix. It was such a fun movie, and we filmed in a cruise ship for 2 months. We actually crossed the Atlantic from Brazil to Barcelona in 21 days. And it was just amazing, the whole experience. Comedy, I've been doing comedy my whole life, I think. That movie is very special because it feels like a kind of like a classic film. It has music, and the songs are like these old beautiful songs, and my character is she's not a thief, but she's a con artist. So it was fun to play her.
Oh, I am so getting that movie, Yucatan, on Netflix. Okay, I'm getting it.
Yes, Yucatan.
Oh, great. In the meantime, people should check this one out.
Yeah, Force of Nature with Mel Gibson, but I should mention that Emil Hirsch and Kate Bosworth, some other big stars, are in it. What was that like to sort of, mix with Hollywood types? Because, I mean, it's obvious you're on your way in Hollywood now. You're going to be getting some huge, huge roles after all this, right?
Oh, well, thank you. I hope so. Well, it's been a while for me, I grew up doing this. I started acting when I was 9 years old back in Peru. And then I moved to Colombia, and then I moved to Mexico, and then I went to Spain, and I was just trying to get new challenges until maybe 5 years ago, I decided to come here. Come to Los Angeles and try acting in English, which was going to be my biggest challenge because, for an actor to just, change and just act in a different language than it's not your first language. It's very difficult. It's something very difficult to do. And I never went to school, like to an American school. I never really like studied English the right way. I just went to school for 2 months. I took some intensive courses and I was like super excited. But and then I moved to New York and I kept studying. But it really took me like 5 years to get comfortable with the language. And I still have a tiny accent, but I keep looking for a good project, you know, good project and projects that challenge me.
Those projects are going to be coming for our guest, Stephanie Kayo. Mm-hmm. Make sure to check out Force of Nature with Mel Gibson. I mentioned Emile Hirsch and Kate Bosworth as well. Available from Lionsgate, digital on demand, June 30th. And, of course, Yucatan is already on Netflix right now. Stephanie, thank you so much for your time. If you're ever in San Francisco, we'd love to have you come on by and visit us in the studio.
Awesome. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you,
guys.
Stephanie.